Welcome to the Multimedia Men podcast number 34.
34.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Come on, Gotti. Where's your. There he goes. He's like not here right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Where am I?
We are with Adam Conway from the Angelica Film Center.
What's up?
We're with Susan Kamyab from ThisChicksFlix.com and Irving Community Television.
Hi.
Gotti Elkon from SeeligFilmNews.com and GottiElkon.com.
Hello.
You can also find him at the Crowe Gallery, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You'll be there.
Go by and say hi. Asian art right next to the DMA.
And the Men's Warehouse.
The Men's Warehouse?
What's his line?
I guarantee it.
Yeah, I guarantee it.
You'll love it. Right? You'll love it, I guarantee.
Thanks, buddy.
And I'm Brian Kluger, and we are here on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Adam.
Happy Mother's Day. Why don't you say where you're from? You just say I'm Brian Kluger like everyone's supposed to know who you are.
Boomstickcomics.com, HighDefDigest.com.
Boom.
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 People still think in emails that it's Broomstick.
I was just about to say, for the longest time, I thought it was Broomstick.
Broomstick.
And I was like, is that like a play on words?
Because he likes witches.
He's like, <"Stop it.">
I like sweeping. Broomstick comics. That's Boomstick comics. Sometimes it auto corrects you. If you're in an email or a text for some weird reason. But yeah, we are here. We're going to do our 34th segment of In the News.
That's
our excellent...
There's no Andrew here.
Yeah, there's no Andrew. Y'all can't do it together. Andrew's missing, so is Gwen. We miss them terribly. We miss Gwen because she's our over 50 demographic.
I'm glad she's not getting older, though.
Oh, no. She was
her... 30, then she was 40, now she's 50. She could be 60 by the time she returns.
That's true. She'll be our over 60 demographic. Lots of Murder, She Wrote, and Little House on the Prairie stuff. This is where we discuss all cool things pertaining to film, TV, video games, music, comic books that's happened in the last week. News-wise, so we'll pick a few stories that we'll let you... a little information about. I'll start with video games.
It's like education.
It's like education, yes. So, who plays Titanfall here? Anybody play Titanfall?
I played it.
You played it? So, the new downloadable content for Titanfall, updates will be on the Xbox 360 only after it's on Xbox One and the PC. So, if you're playing Titanfall, you'll only get downloadable content update like a month or two later after it's on the new consoles.
Really?
Which sucks.
Yeah.
So
why are they doing that?
I don't know. It's kind of
no damn
it's kind of the same reason why FX Now, the app that you can watch on demand, is only on Xbox One and not on Xbox 360.
It's cool, though. I don't think our fan plays Titanfall, so we should be good.
If you like that.
Just throw them under the bus. That one. All right.
Here's some video game news. Did anybody growing up play The Sims?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So The Sims 4 got an adult-only rating in Russia because it depicts same-sex relationships.
I guess we're moving to Russia, got it.
Wait, what?
So does the U.S. version not have that? Or is it just because it does have that, but they...
Of course it has it. The Russians
don't like it. That's right.
They had it originally, though. Like, I remember...
They didn't know about it. They found out, and they stopped.
Oh, okay. Because I remember the original one, like, I was married to a girl, or, like, it was not a big deal. And I was in middle school, so that was
But, like, it's interesting.
You married a horse?
Yeah,
that's right. And you remember, it makes sense because doesn't Russia was anti-gay for the Olympics?
Yeah, Mr. Putin.
Russia was anti-gay for Olympics, right?
Yeah, he's big into bears.
Big into bears.
Weird.
Rawr.
Rawr.
Bear cubs.
So yeah, there's that. The studio, the video game studio, Three Fields Entertainment, who are responsible for Burnout and Need for Speed, are developing two more games this year.
Are they racing based games?
They did not say, but they will not be Need for Speed or Burnout sequels. But you can expect two new games from them this year. Interesting. And then big news: Kevin Spacey. Has moved to the video game genre in Call of Duty. He's going to play a character in Call of Duty, and a lot of people speculate that it's going to be his character from House of Cards. That will be in Call of Duty.
That's great. That's interesting.
There's pictures of him, rendered for the game, and it looks pretty cool.
Did you kill him in the game?
I think he, announces things.
In video games, I don't like that. Sorry.
But yeah, that's pretty interesting. I mean, if you look at the video game industry, they make so much more money than movies. Mm-hmm. I wonder, oh yeah.
Well, they make $500 million on the first day of sales.
It would be cool to have him do voices throughout video games.
Well, Tom Cruise liked Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 so much that he hired the writer of that to write Mission Impossible 5.
That's right. That's right.
So,
pretty interesting.
That should be interesting, yeah.
But yeah, Kevin Spacey going to be in a video game. Soon we'll have, hopefully, Tom Hanks or Bruce Campbell. Well, actually, Bruce Campbell's already been in video games. He's ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey's not yet. But Call of Duty will probably make, what do you expect, $800 million opening night?
It'll be close.
Something like that?
It'll be huge.
Yeah.
Thank you, is what she said. Yep. But that is video game news. We will head over to...
It's just short video game news.
Yeah, there's not much.
Short video game news.
In June, I think the conference, the big video game conference will happen. Lots of news then. But, Gotti, music news.
Well, let's start with the great honoring of Jimmy Page by Berklee Music School. They gave his ass a doctorate. About effing time someone did it, and for all those that don't know, Berklee is probably one of our leading music schools.
Dr. Page?
Along with Juilliard. And
Live at Berklee, that's a huge album for him.
Big honor, Boston showed up, Jimmy showed him proud. It was quite a nice evening, blah, blah, blah.
He's one of the 27 club, too.
Yeah.
The University of Phoenix just gave me a doctorate, too, so.
That's good. You can order it online.
If you're not familiar with what the 27 club is... The 27 Club is people who died at the age of 27.
Oh, as well.
Oh, is it?
There's a big club. It's Kurt Cobain.
Jimi
Hendrix. Janis Joplin.
What's his face from The Doors?
Yes. Jim Morrison. 27.
How old is Amy Winehouse?
27.
Oh.
It's also the great number of Rodney Hampton from New York Giants. He's still alive, thank God. But he was a quality running back.
But yeah, that's
sports news. But in other music-related news,
Jimmy.
Quite possibly one of the coolest vinyls ever is Jack White's latest endeavor.
Lazaretto.
That vinyl has more tricked-out shit in it than any vinyl in the history of vinyl in
yes,
the world.
Yes, they did something very strange and weird with this record.
It has a hologram, which is probably the stupidest thing on it, but it has a hologram.
What's the hologram of?
We have to buy it to see. I'm not going to tell you. It has 3 playback speeds, which is not unheard of.
33, 45, 78.
Which is pretty crazy. Under the covers.
Like
songs,
the center.
The center. So you can play literally the entire
all
vinyl.
Through. Yeah.
It's also on dual compression. So wherever you play it, it sounds different. So if you start it at a different spot, it will sound different throughout all the songs. Because it's moving as you're playing. It's got... there's so much shit into it. There's 35 things on the list of things that he's added to it.
Yeah,
it's by far
it's insane.
The most tricked out vinyl that's ever been done. And it's going to become an instant.
And you can listen to 2 of the songs on iTunes now, which are really good.
And Lazaretto has been played on everyone.
Yeah, it's a single.
Yeah.
And it's just...
But for you vinyl fans out there, it's one of those coveted, you're going to want this one.
Yeah, this one will end up being one of the great vinyls that everyone has or doesn't have. So check that out.
Yay, Jack White.
Jack White being Jack White. He's also sending a letter with the new Neil Young album, Fallen. So you can get a real handwritten letter from Jack White if you want to.
Hooray.
Well, because he also, on Record Store Day, he actually did live recordings on the vinyl.
Yes.
At his store.
Third Man Records.
Yeah. He only get there, so the lucky people got one.
And probably are selling on eBay for $500 or more dollars.
And then, let's see, Black Keys, because that's one of those.
Album came out this week, yeah.
That album, yeah, great. Oh, that's good. So, Patrick Carney called out Justin Bieber, called a little fucking irresponsible asshole. I just want to put that out there.
Oh, he is.
So clap.
Great drummer.
I trust him.
He's giving Canadians a bad name.
Justin Bieber is just a talentless fucking...
He's unappreciative.
Whoa. Calm down.
He's unappreciative.
What, was that too much?
Yeah.
That was over the line?
A little.
Fuck Justin Bieber.
He's a piece of shit.
He has no talent. He does nothing.
Our fan is a Justin Bieber fan.
But it's not him. It's his parents. It's his dumb fucking parents, too.
It's a kid with lots of money. Yeah.
Clearly.
He doesn't know what to do with all the... You know, fame and power. It's
crap. I just think it's ridiculous because there's so many other kids that aren't that bad.
And a lot of scissor.
And lots of ugly tattoos.
Well, he hangs around with Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather.
So weird.
So weird. For you Morrissey fans.
Wait a second. Before you go.
Was it Bieber hatred?
No, Black. You said Black Keys, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they coming to AAC soon?
They were just musical guests last night on SNL.
Yeah, I think they just announced.
They're coming to AAC.
Yeah, the tickets
in Dallas go on sale like Monday.
But they were at Edge Fest a couple years ago.
Yeah,
I saw them.
All right, Gotti's done. He's not gonna.
No, it's the best two piece maybe ever.
They're four. Now.
They're fucking awesome. They're what?
It's a four piece now.
Shut up. Tell people. For you Morrissey fans, 20th anniversary of. What are you hating on Morrissey already?
Did you hear that thing? He canceled his show because the...
Fuck you, he's a diva.
I know, the venue had another show going on in their next room.
I've seen Morrissey three times in Dallas. Three times.
You loved him every time.
And you went
to... It was good. And I'm just waiting for a complete meltdown like we've seen before about not being vegan or whatever. It's great.
I ate some fish, guys. I feel horrible. I have to sing about it in this song next.
It just seems like he's gotten older and he's gotten more crotchety.
That's the best, though. Crotchety and Morrissey.
Wait till he gets, like, really, like, white-haired, old fucking Morrissey.
Where am I?
It's a good show, though.
And in fun news, I think this came out a couple weeks ago, but Sub Pop Records are now in the fucking airport.
So, yeah.
Boom. F y'all that they...
Is it a kiosk?
No, it's a full-fledged...
Yeah, in airports, this record company started doing records, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Badass.
So, Seattle Airport...
Is it next to the Chili's, too?
I think it's next to a Starbucks.
Yeah.
And then, like, the other random coffee shop, but I think that's cool.
Hooray! Yeah. Do you remember...
It's not next to Seattle's Best in Seattle?
Mm-hmm. Remember growing up when we used to go to malls like North Park or... Collin Creek or whatever, there were
some of us in
music stores. Blockbuster music.
Sam Goody. Giant.
Blockbuster music.
You know why those stores went away? Because they made you pay $19.
It was a lot of money.
What do you pay now for an album?
$10.
And what?
For a CD? Because I don't buy shit. So there you go. It's called the internet. It blew away Sam Goody and all those places.
The music Napster killed a lot of things.
Well, Spotify is killing like everything now, too, and that's owned by the guy Napster.
But there's so many people that are buying vinyl now that still you get a lot of vinyls you come with.
Vinyls come with a CD and an MP3.
It's still just a niche. It's still a niche market. There isn't that as many as you think. So.
It is becoming a lot more popular. I mean,
right.
Record Store Day is nuts compared to where it was 6 years ago.
Is there still a Virgin Records?
In like New York, probably.
That's where I would. That was my.
He moved in an airplane.
Raven Mills Virgin Records. States, I would go there.
Yeah. There used to be one at West Elm in Mockingbird Station, where West Elm is in Mockingbird Station. Used to be a Virgin Records.
Yeah,
and that went out of business.
Yeah, it did.
Which sucks because I love Virgin Records.
Me too. And then they replaced it with like nothing can stay there. At Grapevine Mills, they keep changing it from like a clothing store to like.
And then there was Tower Records too.
That
went
out. Yeah. Now Tower Records was such a ripoff. Everything was so overpriced there.
But I liked all the like Bill Records.
Right.
And, I mean,
Bills?
Bills.
Ugh, I don't like Bills.
Why?
Have you been?
Yes.
Ever?
Yeah. He's kind of
horrible. What's wrong with Bills?
What? I can go down a list. We'll save that. We don't have time for that.
Keep going.
But there's a lot of wrong with Bills.
Boom. That was actually my last news.
Excellent.
Music and
thank you, Gotti. Let's go to Adam. Happy Mother's Day, Adam.
Yeah.
Comic book news.
Most moms don't love comic books. So, comic book news. First up, Brian Wood is ending his run on Marvel's New X-Men with issue 18 in August. And taking over him is the TV show Arrow's executive producer, Mark Guggenheim. Who I guess he's done a lot. He wrote like the Flash screenplay that hasn't gone through, and also
for CW, right?
Yeah, no, he wrote the actual movie.
Okay.
Base, and also he also wrote like, helped with that with Green Lantern, and that was a pretty big mess. But now he's taking over writing duties for X-Men. Hopefully, he'll be as good as Brian Wood, but we'll have to wait and see. but yeah, basically he's taking the all-female X-Men team to meet the Guardians of the Galaxy on this first story arc. So, Guardians of the Galaxy are going to be everywhere because of their movie coming out. So, Marvel's making them like they're pretty much their new all-star awesome team, especially with big news of them killing off the number one Marvel character who's like in every comic book, Wolverine. So Wolverine will be coming.
Which is
will
ridiculous
be
because
we know he's not going to be dead for long.
Yeah.
But yes,
1 month I bet.
Then we'll see. He's literally in almost every single comic book they have because he's their number one selling
Wolverine
star. So, yeah.
I never understood why Wolverine is the highlight out of all the X-Men.
Why he's the highlight?
Yeah.
Probably because...
Mutt and Chops.
It's not that, but because he's a badass, he does not give.
But now we have...
Yeah.
Plus,
you
don't know his story.
It's because
he's
most
mysterious.
No. It's before that.
He
because he also has two great...
No, I know.
He has Wolverine senses, so he can smell, he has hearing, he can regenerate, so he can pretty much can't die. He's just a badass.
Right, so it's
amazing
to see
kind of
how
like
they kill him, since he usually can't die. But also, other Wolverine news is Hugh Jackman said they're probably going to shoot Wolverine 3 back-to-back with X-Men Apocalypse,
mm-hmm.
and they already have a story idea for it, so him and James Mangold are kind of just fleshing it out now.
Is he going to be better than the crap they just did?
The Wolverine?
In what?
Yeah, you saw it too.
It's alright.
It's alright.
You
enjoyed that?
The third act was
better.
Not that good, but the
it
rest
was
of
better
was
than
good.
Wolverine Origins.
Did you
by,
see the same
by
movie?
Far.
Yeah.
The train car
yes,
action it, sequence was good.
It,
the one where he was walking down the.
You know when I saw
the
train car sequence? Well, they did it in Speed about fucking 30 years ago.
Hey.
That's right.
Which one?
It'll be better.
You know when Dennis Hopper's head gets torn off.
That lasted literally
God, it'll be better. It'll be better. Don't worry about it. It'll be better.
Who's doing it again?
James Mangold.
Yeah, I liked him better when he was doing real movies.
Just pretend Yuma?
Because he's a good director. He's doing shit. That's it.
Everyone
Let's
has
move
to,
on.
To try.
Hugh Jackman, don't do real quality. You're a talented dude. Dance your ass
He's
off.
A Wolverine.
He is a good Wolverine. I give him that. Everyone else around him in Wolverine sucks ass. That's my argument with Wolverine movies.
Also,
Hugh's great.
Let's see.
Hugh's great. No doubt.
There's the new comic book for Superman called Superman Doom Number 1, written by Scott Lobdell, who's it's actually bringing the whole Superman Doomsday fight finally to the New 52. We'll see what they are going to do with
so
it.
They
say it's
well.
Never seen before yeah. fight, so I guess
maybe they killed Superman.
Maybe in this one, Superman
in the 80s.
But why?
Yeah.
Exactly. We'll see why it's necessary to even have this. So
that's great.
Yeah,
so rehashing
DC, blah.
A remake.
That is a good thought, though.
So it was like what? That was like 10 years ago. When was the last Doomsday?
Dude, that was a while.
It was 80s.
Yeah.
That the
no.
Doomsday killing Superman
was not in the 80s. You're
it was
way
in the 90s.
91 maybe. 90?
No. Late 90s, early 2000.
No effing way.
Oh yes.
It was in the 80s.
No way in the 80s. It was definitely late 90s.
Like
it was like in fourth grade or fifth grade.
Fourth or fifth grade? What?
No. I'm telling you now, it's not. You're way off. Also, in the all-new X-Men, someone gives birth, Mystique gives birth to a new Charles Xavier. So he's back, guys. Apparently in the Battle of Atom, you had a future Charles Xavier come back. Yeah.
Gives birth to...
Spoiler alert, guys. Mystique gives birth to Charles Xavier from the future.
I knew that movie would suck ass. Wait, no, okay.
Oh, my God.
So, yes. Yeah, so, if you guys were wondering where that Charles Xavier came from.
Well, there's time travel.
Mystique.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see.
It better not be in the movie.
No, a deleted scene.
It's happening in the movie.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Everything else is happening in the movie.
Yes. Was method with him, so.
Oh, my God.
I could just see Jennifer Lawrence giving birth to a wall of Patrick Stewart in a wheelchair.
The wheelchair was the hard part.
Like slime from the Matrix all over him. It'd be pretty amazing.
Why is he not blue? What the fuck?
Also, there's lots of X-Men news, apparently. Amazing X-Men number 8 kicks off in June with a new creative team. With fan favorites Craig Kyle and Chris Yost, who did like the X-Men, Wolverine and the X-Men TV show, and they also do a lot of the other Marvel TV shows. And Ed McGuinness is the animator for that. He's been popular for Superman comics, and it kicks off with them going to take on Alpha Flight. So we get to see a whole new Alpha Flight, if anyone was interested, but probably not.
I like Alpha
It's a Canadian superhero team.
I'm sorry to all Canadians.
It's called World War Wendigo, so I'm guessing we're going to see either Sasquatch or the Wendigo by my accounts.
Cool.
Then, due to Amazing Spider-Man 1, which just came out, Marvel, it helped comic books sales go up for the first time this year since 2013. Which they sold over 7,000 issues of the new Amazing Spider-Man number 1. Which is a crazy amount.
Wow.
And with that, and also with the sales of Batman number 30, it basically gave the comic book industry a little bump it needed. I don't know. I guess Amazing Spider-Man, you know, I guess the Dan Slott and Superior Spider-Man ran for 31 issues. And everyone knew that Peter Parker was not going to stay gone for long, but he's now back.
Good.
Peter
Parker. Let's see. Also, Marvel is, I guess, put a thing out to the fans that they're making a massive 75th anniversary omnibus, and they want you to choose which stories are included in this 400-page book. So if you have any favorite Marvel stories, just go on to the marvel.com/75 and tell them what you want, and it might show
Evil them. Ernie matchup with...
That's not going to happen.
With somebody.
That'd be badass if that was the first one.
That's what I want. Evil Ernie something.
And yeah, that is basically what I got for comic book news this week.
Thank you, Adam.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, moving on to TV. We're gonna be here a while. We'll start out with some great and funny news. If you watch the Stephen Colbert Report, you know that he is going to take over David Letterman late night. But they replaced some Stephen for his own show, The Colbert Report, with Larry Wilmore. He was the senior black correspondent on The Daily Show. And he's going to be replacing Stephen Colbert, and the show is going to be called The Minority Report.
Really?
Yes. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, congratulations to Larry Wilmore. We're excited. Moving on, Casey Affleck, Ben Affleck's little brother, just joined the Lewis and Clark miniseries.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Tom Hanks, right?
Yes. Lewis and Clark.
Casey HBO.
HBO?
But who's going to play Clark?
I do not know. Do you know?
Oh, wait. Oh, wow.
I don't know.
It's a miniseries?
Matt Damon?
I think I wish.
Do you know when it starts?
I do not know. It's still casting, so it'll be a while.
I'm excited. I have HBO now.
So yay, HBO Go!
I got it.
So now there's no excuse for you not to watch Game of Thrones.
Well.
And Silicon Valley. And Veep.
Veep is great.
Silicon Valley, that's new. But see, I'm not too
bad. Have you seen 6 Feet Under? All right, it's the second best show ever made.
Really?
It is. 1600 is great. The ending will change your life. Seriously, it will. But moving
Richard
on.
Jenkins. And
but moving on.
Jinkies.
Let's talk about Netflix for a little bit.
Yeah.
They're raising their price yet again for new customers, $1. But old existing customers will have their price they still have for 2 years at least.
Yeah.
But they're raising it. It's $1. It's a lot. So instead of $7.99, it's $8.99. So it's $9.
A month?
It will be for new customers.
Yeah, a month.
I mean, that sucks.
It's not terrible, just considering how much content there is, but why are they raising this? What do we get out of it?
Yeah.
Is it going to be that we're going to get more content?
That's why.
Is that, hopefully, like, original content, or is it going to be, like, a bigger variety, whatever.
As long as there's more content, because there's a lot of that they don't have.
So, here are some very interesting new TV shows that have been announced. This one is untitled, but it's going to star Jack McBrayer and Triumph the Comic Insult Dog in a TV series.
Sounds great.
Yeah, Jack McBrayer plays basically Jack McBrayer. And I'm trying to remember what it is, but something happens to him, and then Triumph the Comic Insult Dog comes up, and like they pair up or something like that.
Like he's going to be like sidekick, like the...
They're a duo, a detective duo.
God.
Yeah, the detective duo. It sounds really interesting.
I like the dog. I love trying with the dog.
I like Jack McBrayer too. He's great on 30 Rock and everything else he's in.
Yeah.
Another interesting, Mike Tyson's getting into the TV realm where it's called Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Mike Tyson Mysteries.
Where Mike Tyson is going to solve mysteries.
That sounds hilarious.
On that.
I am not passing on that. That sounds amazing.
It's animated though, so.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Let's see what else. Bravo is developing a TV series based off the movie Rules of Attraction from Bret Easton Ellis. And it's going to unravel a college murder mystery by telling the same story from 12 different perspectives.
Well, maybe James Vanderby can come back now since they canceled the Friends of the
Universe. I really love Rules of Attraction movie. Roger Avery's director. It's awesome. I really liked it. Supernatural. Misha Collins will return as a series regular for season 10. So if you're Supernatural fans, there you go.
Also, Supernatural. The Supernatural spinoff did not make it.
Watch it.
The what?
Supernatural spinoff, Bloodlines, which was an implanted spinoff, did not get picked up.
That's right.
One of the only pilots by CW that didn't get picked up.
CW is like the Supernatural shows, those last. Like superheroes or like powers or something. I mean, Smallville was on for 10 years. They last.
And then he was in Draft Day.
Yeah, you
will.
I'm not.
He's made enough money from Smallville. Like,
it's true.
Doing anything else.
A new interesting show from Will Ferrell and Adam McKay. It's called Mission Control, and it's going to be kind of like Anchorman, but it's going to be with Kristen Ritter, and she's going to be the female in the 60s instead of a news anchor, an astronaut.
She's an astrophysicist.
Yes.
An aeronautical engineer.
Yes. It stars Kristen Ritter, and they've got, what's his name, to write it. David Ornsby penned the script from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So it should be funny, and Will Ferrell and Adam McKay are part of it, so that's pretty interesting. So that's kind of TV news, but let's move into some cancellations.
Almost Human got robbed.
Hold on a second. I'm going to name
some.
Should
the sad music while this is
We also talk about some of the pickups. As well.
But let's do Canceled. Revolution, which was not good. I'm glad it went.
I knew that.
Trophy Wife.
Which I like.
Is Canceled. Suburgatory.
Well, they're actually shopping it around.
Jeremy Sisto, right?
Yeah. One Jane Levy.
Bad Teacher only lasted a season or less.
Like two episodes.
Yeah.
Like, it's because it was a multi, Cameron Diaz CBS is multi-camera, and Bad Teacher was a single camera, and it didn't fit in their lineup.
I'm just surprised because it was supposedly, like, I would keep up on the ratings thing. It
did well.
Yeah, so, it did well, so I thought it would at least get a whole season.
And the other single-camera comedy from CBS got canceled, too, Crazy Ones, with Robin Williams.
I'm shocked by that one, just because she won like, an Emmy or something for that role.
Cougar Town got canceled. That's sad. Oh, it didn't?
Nope. Picked up for sixth and final season.
Well, yeah, so it's after that, right?
Well, it's not canceled. It's picked up for another season.
But then after that, it's done.
No, they agreed on it being last.
Okay. Dracula got canceled.
Yes.
Because no one actually watched that.
No one watched. I tried. It was just not good.
You get some of the clips. Those are stupid.
And the big one, Community, is ending.
I'm so sad about that.
That was like a big show.
But it was such a terrible finale if you saw it. It did not live up, yeah.
But, like, so some of these shows, like Bad Teacher, that only had a few episodes, they're not giving these shows a chance.
Right, like Almost Human was great, but they had to choose between Almost Human and Gotham, and they wanted to go with Gotham, so.
There's definitely other canceled ones, but I feel like those were the really big ones that got canceled.
Yeah.
that ended. Does anybody else have any cancellations that they're upset about?
Almost Fucking Human. That's
I was just talking about. But yeah,
it, not to be confused with Being Human.
Right.
Which is also canceled. That's not a good show.
But also, I canceled.
Did not like Being Human.
Did you say Friends with
Their lives got canceled? Yeah.
Did?
Oh. Well, and they're trying to shop that one around to other studios as well. Pretty much, yeah. CBS, Clean House.
And they didn't
pick Michael J. Fox show is canceled.
Yeah. And they didn't pick up Mom, How I Met Your Mother, right? They said.
What? It's still. It's possible. They're still trying to work out the deal, but yeah.
How I Met
As right now. How I Met Your Dad.
How I Met Your Dad.
Dad, whatever. I don't know. The only reason I love Greta Gerwig, so yeah. That's like the only time.
But Meg Ryan is her voice is weird.
Yeah, Meg Ryan.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know, it's just weird.
You had Bob Saget as
yeah.
So I got Meg. Yeah, like.
That's not wrong. I don't agree with that. I was so disappointed in the house.
I don't know if you hear Meg.
I just gonna be nostalgic to have Meg Ryan's
right.
voice.
Well, when you hear Meg Ryan's voice, you can't. You don't really like, say,
mouth.
"Oh, that's Meg Ryan."
What did she do to her mouth?
But there's also a lot of good shows picked up.
So, talk about the ones that are picked up.
Well, say, if you're a comic book fan, and going back to that, every single comic book TV show got picked up.
And there was a spinoff coming out, right? Agent Carter?
Agent Carter wasn't a spinoff. It was like basically, it was a one-shot on Thor Dark World, so it was a short film first.
Okay, yeah.
Which is now going to be basically the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., how it began, basically.
Okay.
Thing is, Howard Stark, who was played by Dominic Cooper in the movie, it's most likely going to be recast because I don't know if Dominic's going to just come to television. So,
wait. I thought it was Slattery that played Howard Stark.
No. Slattery played Howard Stark, I think, in Iron Man 1, but then they recast him for later movies.
All right.
To be Dominic Cooper as the younger version.
Okay, that's right.
Is Parenthood still going on?
It'll have one final season. They finally locked up the deals.
And in the final season, what's going to happen?
Everyone dies.
But then we also have The Flash coming out for CW, and also iZombie.
Yep.
And Gotham, as we mentioned.
I will be watching Gotham.
And Constantine.
Can we talk about Gotham?
Yeah, please.
We know you're going to hate it. It's okay.
Why?
No. I'm curious
good.
About it.
It's got a great cast.
Donald
yeah,
Logue.
Ben McKenzie.
I'm very excited for it, actually.
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, yeah.
You're wondering when he can grow out the mustache, is what you're wondering.
Yes.
Yeah. Probably second or third season is what I'm guessing.
I'm sure he will.
How quick are they going to get to him getting old?
What is Ben Affleck going to be in the
future? They have a plan.
What is his age? Is he like his 30s? 20s
to 30s? Gotham looks really good. I'd rather they put all the money into that show than the stupid ass.
They already said that Gotham will end with the Batman putting on the cape for the first time. So.
I mean, let's have some faith.
No, never. Why?
He's ridiculous. Yeah, it's going to be good. Batman's going to be awesome.
I hate it.
Christopher Nolan to Zack Snyder for Batman? That's going to suck balls.
No, it's not.
Just watch it again.
I hate Man of Steel.
If you hate Man of Steel, how could you not be a little fearful of
I'm Jack fearful. Snyder? I'm fearful, but
this
I'm having faith.
It's going to be worse than anything that we've seen.
Don't because judge it now. Judge by the final.
Gotham is a quality TV show.
Well, I'm also excited for Constantine. Because I'm going to see what they're going to do with that.
Really cool.
Yeah, NBC got Constantine, and also Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is back for another season, so it kind of got better as it went along.
HBO
so,
picked up Project Greenlight for a fourth season.
Which is ridiculous.
Which is awesome. I like that show.
Do we know who's playing The Flash?
It was the kid from Grant Gustafson or something.
Oh,
like that.
Right.
He was in Arrow, and it's spinning off from that, basically.
Yeah, I'm debating if I want to watch that. I'm not watching Arrow, but maybe I'll watch Flash.
Yeah.
It's on CW.
They tried with Flash at one point in time in the early 90s.
They did good enough. Flash was enough in Smallville. Like, his appearance in Smallville was fine, but I got annoyed of that kid, too.
Yeah. But I like Smallville. I did. I like Smallville.
See, got a little.
Yeah, once Michael Rosenbaum was like,
yeah.
I'm done. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Well, he was one of the draws to that show.
Right.
He's so good.
It just, yeah, I mean, it got to a point where, like, when is he going to fly already?
Yeah. I think didn't Veep get renewed, too, for, like, a season or two?
For two seasons, yeah.
Yeah, which is awesome.
It's True Blood's final season.
Yes, it is. I like True Blood for what it is. It has its final season. I remember seeing the trailer for it, and it said, like, everybody's grave, yeah. and then True Blood's grave.
I thought that was really clever.
Yeah, that was good. They've always been really good at marketing.
And CBS picked up, you know, not that many pilots, but they did pick up another CSI spinoff and also an NCIS spinoff.
Do fucking people still watch that?
Why?
Old people love it.
I don't know anybody that watches CSI or NCIS.
So there's a CSI. It's a CSI. It's not going to be
besides maybe Gwen. Gwen is.
It stars Patricia Arquette, and it's almost like
I don't even think she watches that.
I don't think she watches that.
Terrible.
And it's also it's about basically like, you know, more computer I guess crime.
Yeah.
And then also the NCIS spinoff is going to be set at New Orleans and starring Scott Bakula, and I love Scott Bakula.
Everybody likes Scott Bakula.
We'll see.
You know why?
Sci-fi.
You know why?
Yeah. Why?
You know why?
He stepped into the machine.
Your favorite dumb TV show.
It vanished.
Quantum Leap.
One of the greatest shows.
Not true. All right. Sci-Fi picked up a show that's similar to Project Greenlight called like Zombie Town or something like that, where they're gonna film a zombie movie.
Wait, Project Greenlight's back again?
Yeah, you missed that info.
Oh, it's gonna suck again.
No, the third season was awesome with Beast and Clue Gulager. That was great. But yeah, they're doing Sci-Fi's doing their own Project Greenlight, but it's gonna center around zombies, I think. Kind of cool.
And also, CBS picked up Matthew Perry's Odd Couple remake.
Yes, Odd Couple remake.
Yeah. That should be interesting.
There's a cast in that, right?
Well, it's Matthew Perry and Tom Lennon.
Yes. Awesome.
Tom Lennon.
Tom Lennon from Reno 911, Lieutenant Dangle.
Oh, yeah. No,
and Matthew Perry from fucking Friends.
The best short shorts
I guy love Matthew around. Perry.
Why couldn't it be Luke
and
Perry?
Pretty much all the cast of... of happy endings that are now on shows too, so.
He's like dead in the eyes.
Matthew Perry's back on cocaine. He's quality now.
He's fat thin again.
Did anyone watch Matthew Perry on Hollywood Game Night, like its first season? Or
I love Hollywood Game Night.
I do. I love it too. But no, he just seemed like drugged up, drunk.
Although there's
shocking.
Although we have a little too much Andy Roddick. He's on there all the time.
Matthew Perry was the one on.
Yeah.
Matthew Perry was the Sunset Strip one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Studio 60.
Studio 60, also with the Sunshine.
That was canceled before.
What was his rehab one?
I don't think he's had a bad role. I'll be honest.
That's
Friends.
Right. Excuse me?
He might have been the best part of Friends.
What? You guys didn't like Friends?
I like Friends.
It was terrible.
I
like Coupling more, but
wait,
I like Friends.
Well, so you haven't seen a lot of good TV shows.
Friends was a seminal show.
Friends was great.
How?
Friends is
No, you like Seinfeld. This is why.
Whoa.
No. I am saying
let's stop the break here.
People who like Seinfeld don't like Friends.
You know why? Because people are smart.
Friends is great.
We're not comparing Friends to Seinfeld.
There's no way.
I don't think it should be compared, but that's just what I've noticed. It's like one or the other.
Yeah. Normally. Good or not so good.
Man, I like how that hand just.
I knew that.
All right.
Well, then just a couple other shows that just start off. NBC also picked up Bad Judge, starring Kate Walsh, who's right now on Fargo.
Cool.
As the sexy divorcee.
Interesting character.
Yeah. Mom.
Good goal.
Then there's also, I guess I was saying, the cast of Happy Endings. The creator has a new show called Marry Me that stars Ken Reno and Casey Wilson.
Ken Reno's awesome.
Damien Wayans actually is now going to be a series regular on New Girl.
Wayans? Damon Wayans?
Damon Wayans Jr.
What do you mean?
He's awesome. I cannot wait for
Let's
Be Cops.
He might be funny.
Oh.
It's a bold statement.
I mean, I'll watch that. It just looks very
Blank good. Man is amazing.
I heard it was good. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
Stop.
Well, Keenan Ivory Wayans is on Last Comic Standing. So, he's back.
Marlon was a little bit messed up last time he came through, wasn't he?
I loved Haunted House, too. I laughed from start to finish.
I forgot that's called the funniest movie of the year.
Huh?
It's on the poster.
Oh, you called it that, too?
Yeah.
He drew it off the start.
Did you guys see? He got, like, I saw his quote on the TV screen.
On the TV screen.
I laughed.
I had to rewind that over and over. I was like, I know that Twitter.
That's good stuff.
And no one else said that, by the way.
I loved it, man. I saw it.
The first one was the funniest movie last year. This one's
yeah,
the funniest movie this year.
It is.
Marlon Wayans.
So you got it on the poster?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
Well, I read yours, though.
Oh, okay.
And we're also getting a musical comedy set in medieval times by Dan Fogelman.
Yeah, sweet.
Called Gallivant.
Gallivants!
So that should be an interesting show.
Scale, but Glee?
Pretty much. And Cary Gilliam from Doctor Who is going to be in a show called Selfie.
Selfie?
Yep.
Is it what we think it is?
It, kind of. Let's see. What do you think it is?
I like the giggle of that.
Yeah, I was like, what is this?
I'm just picturing her being either like some, you know, self-absorbed woman with like a whole bunch of taking pictures.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. It sounds better than Friends.
We'll knowing that, whatever. I stand by as Friends is like one of my
favorite. Sounds better than Batman vs. Superman. How about that?
Bushly.
I'd rather than just do
we've all seen Friends. You haven't seen Batman.
So the synopsis is basically it's a girl who has over 260,000 followers on her Twitter. And this is about her like learning to actually go out and make real friends. Because she doesn't know how to make real friends.
That's
he says fake friends.
That could be, I mean, if it's done right, that is interesting, just because so many people
she's
hide
really
behind their
actress.
Computers, and they're only friends online. Like, they don't have any social skills.
Well, I guess the person helping her is John Cho, and he's usually great.
I like John Cho.
So, he's going to help her discover the real world.
Hmm.
Interesting.
What channel is that on?
It's going to be on ABC. Yeah,
exactly.
We'll see. I said ABC Clean House too. They canceled like almost
it's
everything.
It's so funny, like what channels like tell you if the show has.
Is it gonna be good or not?
Because like CW is like the bottom of it for me because it's like it's the teen demographics. So I'm just like I don't know.
And to wrap this up, just a lot of reality shows were renewed, which fucking sucks.
Shark Tank, bam,
bullshit.
Shark Tank quality,
not really.
I love Shark Tank.
Quality show,
man.
That's not reality show.
Well, you don't
know what you're talking about,
Brian. But you don't even know television anymore, so it's fine.
Shark Tank isn't a reality show.
You don't watch television.
It's basically
you watch the internet. There's a difference.
I don't watch Shark Tank.
Shark Tank is quality.
I watch.
Well, what reality shows do you?
Hey, at least X Factor got canceled. That was nice.
Well, which reality shows are you looking forward to then?
Project Greenlight.
But Simon Cowell has another show though. He's creating. It's basically like it's gonna be ridiculous.
Come on, y'all! The voice is important.
No, it's the number one rated TV
and the
show.
The judges are not talented. Either.
I do watch American Idol though.
Blake Shelton's hilarious.
Terrible. But so that's TV news. That's TV news. We're gonna move on to our big event, film news with Susan Kamyab. Let's have some Justin Bieber movie news.
Oh, God.
Believe had 400,000 downloads. So.
Oh!
All right,
well,
here we go.
Okay, so John Krasinski is directing this movie called The Hollers.
Holla!
With Anna Kendrick, right?
With Anna Kendrick, Margot Martindale, and Richard Jenkins.
Quality cast.
Richard Jenkins is awesome. You need to see 6 Feet Under.
I love him. I love
you need to see, what was that terrible Fairley Brothers movie with him in the wheelchair?
Don't remember.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, like, John Krasinski opposite, like, Anna Kendrick. Like, I don't see them as a couple. I'm not going to lie.
Do you only see him and Pam as a couple?
No. I've seen with other, you know, Mandy Moore worked with him.
His wife's pretty hot.
You only see
she's just so
her
short.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt together?
I did.
So Anna Kendrick and Jake Gyllenhaal from End of Watch. I didn't believe that relationship at all either.
I watched just the trailer of that.
Did anyone see Jake Gyllenhaal at the basketball game, Clippers game, with his ridiculous beard?
Did not.
I don't know what he's running out for, but it's going to be awesome.
But Krasinski, I'm excited to see him as a. Is this his first one?
It's his second.
It's his second.
It's his second.
He did a football movie?
Something.
No, that was George Clooney.
Okay, it was a football movie.
Huh?
It was a football movie.
I don't know what it was.
His movie was Brief Interviews with Hideous Men.
Yeah, but he was in a football movie.
But no, I'm talking about directing.
His directing debut was something else. But yeah, I mean, I'm going to watch that. I'm excited to see it. James Cameron will release his documentary Deep Sea Challenger that follows the scientific exploration of the Challenger.
In 3D!
I'm sure it comes out.
I've been looking
August
forward
8th.
To this. I want to see him go to the bottom of the ocean.
They brought Challenger to Perot. Really cool.
Do you remember
the pieces?
The actual leftover, like.
Well, because my elementary school was Kristen McCullough Elementary, so We always see it.
Wait, you're thinking different.
What are you talking about?
You're thinking spaceship.
Yeah.
We're talking his Challenger.
Oh, okay.
He's got a deep sea
submarine. I was thinking of the spaceship.
Yeah, no. Like,
no, he went.
But it is. It has been broken down into parts.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were talking about. Like, I have an Instagram of it. It's really cool. Perot did a whole series about how they built it.
It's pretty cool. So, do you remember when he did his documentary on the Titanic?
Of course.
And he had Bill Paxton go down there, and Bill Paxton freaked out while submerging down. It's called Ghost of the Abyss, and it's really funny to see Bill Paxton go down there, because he literally is like his character from Aliens. Game over, man! When they're, like, talking, he's like, what if I have to go to the bathroom? And, like, the driver... He, like, gives him a bottle, and, like, his look is just great. Oh, so good. So I hope there's, like, stuff like that in there. But, yeah, it would be cool to see, like, somebody go down to the very bottom of the ocean, which is really scary, because anything
could happen. 3D, too, like, that would be pretty
good. I mean, I'm going to imagine I'm going to be so claustrophobic watching it, just because, like, if something went wrong, he would immediately explode. Gravity. You like that movie. I know you did. But yeah, go James Cameron. Get a James Cameron movie this year.
Yeah.
And before fucking Avatar.
Oh. Two. Well, there you go. I hated Avatar.
Is he filming both together?
Did you like Avatar?
No, he's filming both together.
Yeah. I mean, Avatar, fine. I mean, it's what it is. It's okay.
It's kind of
fun to watch.
That's kind of
it's a
ripoff.
Major ripoff.
It was Ferngully and Dances with Wolves. The one movie.
Pocahontas.
And Pocahontas. Yes,
all of that.
Looks cool, though.
It is.
That's a cool watch. It's like Jar Jar Binks.
I'm excited for this. Their remake, I don't think they should remake these kinds of films like Private Benjamin, but the fact that Rebel Wilson will be playing Goldie Hawn's role kind of
excites me. Pretty cool. It's a big movie.
When she's playing Army Cadet, right?
She's a Marine, right? She was in the Marines, right?
What are you trying to say?
I thought it was Army.
Maybe it's the Army.
I thought it was Army. I haven't seen the movie since I was like...
Are you saying she's kind of big?
Little.
A tad.
I think you're saying.
But now that her show got canceled by ABC, she has more time.
I like Rebel Wilson.
That's the thing. I just love her. I'll watch her.
Yeah, she's great.
I didn't want to watch that show, but I'll watch.
It's weird seeing her as the kangaroo on that one. one TV.
Do you think Goldie Hawn will make a cameo appearance in it?
I would hope so. No. That'd be so awesome.
Has she done anything recently?
She hasn't.
Cool. She's hip.
I think she was. She's probably flattered that they want to remake her movie. I mean.
And where's Wildcats? That's all I want to see.
Where's Kurt Russell?
Football.
They broke up, didn't they?
Oh, weird would have been if they had done like Kate Hudson, though. I really, but.
Yeah?
To remake.
I don't think Kate Hudson would do that.
She wouldn't.
Can she?
Whoa.
Anyways, Warner Brothers is developing a reboot of The Flintstones, but it's going to be animated.
Animated.
Produced by Will Ferrell.
Yeah, interesting. And it's the script's written by Chris Henchy, who wrote The Campaign. So
and Entourage, the movie.
It is interesting.
Is
like,
a movie for that show?
What? Yeah, that's coming
intro
out.
Coming out. That's one you don't need to watch if you
it's so funny. Everyone, see, this is, you guys are giving me recommendations that other people like never give me.
But we are smarter.
No one's ever told you to watch Game of Thrones? You're hanging out with
people. Oh, no. You know what? No. People have told me to watch Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad. And
your friends do. We hate these terrible
but let's, but Flintstones, if it's done by Gary Sanchez Productions, Adam or Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, can we expect, like, Will Ferrell, Danny McBride, or that whole group to do
John
voices
for
I can see Danny McBride as
I can see John Cerulli doing excellent Fred Flintstone or Barney Rubble, or Will Ferrell doing, like, the boss, like, the angry boss.
I can see John Cerulli doing Barney.
So when they say animation, it's probably going to be, like, Pixar style, right?
You think so?
I don't think it'll be 2D. I can't see that being 2D.
I mean...
animation.
I don't know,
but that's cool. I like Flintstones.
Me too. And I actually like the first... I did like the John Goodman Flintstones. I was excited when
I remember it was awesome, the whole set pieces. But the sequel was terrible. But like John Goodman...
What, you don't love Viva Rock Vegas?
Oh my god.
Rosie O'Donnell was great as Betty. And then Elizabeth Perkins.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah. And Elizabeth Perkins was Wilma, and she was the girl in Big.
Yeah.
She was good.
She was good. The casting was good for it. It was decent.
I remember when they redid the theme song for it to make it like kind of poppy and rock. It was really funny.
I'll definitely watch it. I love the Flintstones growing up.
So I wonder if for this movie if we'll do another TV show, The Flintstones.
Didn't they already try to? Like, I think there is, like, a new version that sucks.
Really? I have not.
I'd rather them bring back dinosaurs.
I'm surprised you're not...
Like, not the mom!
Not the mom!
Like, TJF dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It was literally, what's that show called? Family Matters, but with dinosaurs.
They can't bring them back, though. You know what happens at the end of that show.
Yeah, they killed everybody in that show.
Yeah,
it was
that the whole world opened up.
Not the mom! We talked about this on one of our podcasts. So it's like the saddest endings or best endings for TV shows. And when somebody mentioned the dinosaurs ending because everybody died because of them.
I forgot how that ended. I just love that show, though.
Are you excited for Jim and the Holograms movie?
It's an old 80s TV show, cartoon.
Jim and the Holograms.
Jim and the Holograms. It's kind of like Josie and the Pussycats, but different.
That is a good,
analogy. Yeah. See,
not as funny.
More team.
Josie was good.
I know, but I'm saying Jim's more straight up.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
That's quirky.
Yeah.
Well, right. What I am excited about is that Lionsgate is turning the Power Rangers into a live action film.
Yeah.
Finally!
So, Saban Studios is moving to the U.S. and rebooting the franchise.
I'm 32 years old. You're 33?
Yeah.
You're 30.
We're all fans of Power Rangers.
No. I'm too late for Power Rangers. I'm too late. I never had a Power Ranger.
I love Power Rangers. What are you talking about?
I own the first two.
Dr. Tommy.
VHS.
But you're like 21, right?
25.
So you were at that age.
Yeah, I was.
I was born too early for Power Rangers. I was too old.
I was too old.
So you guys didn't watch it like on TV?
No, I totally watched it on TV.
I did.
When I was a kid, I watched Power Rangers.
Yeah.
It was really.
I wanted to be a Power Ranger.
Oh my
damn.
God, everybody!
Damn.
I don't. It sucked once it started becoming like all the originals left, and it was like Turbo and I don't know what.
Well, I only remember them as those original five.
Yeah, the original
was the
five.
Super Power Ranger.
Is the best.
And it's like, huh?
The, was it Super Power Ranger, the long haired
Tommy?
Oh, Tommy.
So the question,
like
Doctor Tommy. Now he's Doctor Tommy.
He comes to like every Comic Con.
He's still in the show though, and he's Doctor Tommy now.
The question is. The question is.
Always, no. I just know that...
The question is, for the Power Rangers movie, are they going to keep it the same camp, or are they going to go dark with it, or are they going to make it...
Well, it's the same people, you know, they play
question,
Hunger Games, so if they're going that style, maybe it's dark.
Is
so
there, are they going to have them wear the same color clothes all the time again, that they have as their suit?
That was always
are,
so
are
funny.
Are they
going to
go as ethnically wrong?
The black guy always
has
more black?
Is
yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god!
The black guy was a black guy.
The black one was obvious.
Yeah.
The yellow one. Yeah. Is the red one half Mexican? Oh shit, he is. Oh fuck, the actor.
Native American.
Pretty good. Yeah.
It's solid.
It's pretty solid.
Yes. As long as if it stays like true to the original, like it's the original five, like Kimberly and Tommy and
what?
Jason and all those people,
yeah.
And then. Like, how are they going to do... Because, you know, they had those, like... What were those, like, things that randomly came out at them at the park?
Those little people.
Yeah, the guys in the gray suits and the masks.
So is it going to be, like, an $80 million Power Ranger movie?
The Zords.
A lot of money is going into this.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to...
They have a
like
ton of money.
It's a huge amount.
Power
like,
Lions game.
It's significantly
games.
Larger budget than the long-running TV show.
Well, the TV show series cost maybe $1 million for every episode.
I actually want to go watch the Power Rangers movie now. Let's do it.
It's all
I like the first one.
Is it going to be called like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
No.
It'll be MMPR.
It said, you know what's funny?
Don't call it Power. That's all.
It does help that Lionsgate is doing it because, let's say, Michael Bay wanted to do this project, all of us would be out. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is the greatest example of that. Is that not going to be...
He's producing it. But it's
going to win a Razzie.
But I'm intrigued, though.
It's because it's who's directing.
I don't understand. When did Michael Bay and Megan Fox make up?
Yeah, she called him Hitler. Which is probably true.
They hated each other.
Well, she realized
no one else will hire her.
That's true.
So she's not an actress. It already looks awful. And then she's casted as, like, April. And I'm like...
Yeah.
I will say this, the trailer actually does look good for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It does look good.
No, it doesn't.
It
the trailer
looks,
it looks
no, it does not look good. It looks like curious. Like, you're like, let me see how bad this
is
going to be.
But it's Jonathan Liebsman directing it, and that's terrible, because he did Battle Los Angeles and
47 Ronin.
Clash of the Titans or something like that.
And 47 Ronin.
I don't see it being...
It's just funny to me, like, Lionsgate, if they did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I'll go check it out. But Michael Bay, why does he still feel like that?
I will watch it. I know that won't be good, but I have a little slight hope in Power Rangers, just because Lionsgate is taking care of it, so we'll see.
Well, what else do you have?
Power Ranger die, that would be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
But not Dr. Tommy.
No. Of course not. He's still got a job.
He's the number one Power Ranger ever.
Oh. Okay.
So, Gerard Butler drops out of Breakpoint.
No!
Point Break.
Breakpoint.
I have it written as
He was a Patrick Swayze character.
Yeah, Brody.
And he left. Probably because he realized what he was doing.
Wait, what are we doing?
he's like, I just already made a surfing movie called Chasing Mavericks.
It was pretty good. What, is there a kid here? Who's this fucking young guy?
Where did it go? I didn't even know it like opened.
What?
Chasing Mavericks.
Oh, yeah.
A while ago. It was in the theater for like a week.
He says it's because there was creative differences. His involvement with London Has Fallen, which is the sequel to Olympus Has Fallen.
Yes.
And Point Break. Oh, okay. So that's his excuses. And Point Break's still going to happen, though.
So who's second choice?
No.
Then why do we give a shit?
who's second choice for Gerard Butler? I thought he would be the second choice.
I thought that would just cancel the whole project, but they're going to begin shooting in late June.
So I guess casting news.
They're going to use what's the faces hologram.
And with when you mentioned London Has Fallen, I really hope they use a line London Bridge Has Fallen.
Oh, they are. It's going to happen. You already know.
Kids are going to play it. Now, that's what that's like. There's like a scene of kids just playing London.
Mr. President Morgan Freeman. yes, I'm over here in London. There's the bridge, and it's fallen.
He's like, no, sir, the bridge has fallen.
Patrick Swayze should reprise his role as Ghost.
I'm sorry.
Point Break.
Oh, fuck. Stop it. That man deserves your love. And
I do love him. I love Patrick. That was a bad joke. No, it wasn't. It was a good joke. We'll laugh about it later. What else do you have?
And then finally, just the four big movies that came out this weekend for like the whole looking to like top Mother's Day. It doesn't matter. I knew Neighbors would top. It beat Spider-Man.
Neighbors
is hilarious.
I like Neighbors.
Yeah, tap the brake on all of those. Go see Railway Man instead.
That's...
Blue Ruin?
Blue Ruin's great.
There's about eight films.
I had that screener in my email. Mom's Night Out came out, Belle, and Legends of Oz. But
I didn't see Belle or Legends of Oz.
That was really boring.
That's what I thought.
Their costumes were really
boring.
Did anybody go to the 10 a.m. screen of...
I wanted to see it. I had to cover a story for Irving instead. Boring, like, hot story. Like, it was hot outside. But, I don't know if Legends of Oz was good or not. I wanted to see it. I like Lea Michele, and she plays the voice of Dorothy, so...
I'll see it when it comes out on Blu-ray, I guess. Anybody else have any film news?
Couple things. Beverly Hills Cop got dated for 2016.
With Eddie Murphy?
Of course.
He needs something to revitalize. He needs to be in a Tarantino film. Eddie Murphy needs to join Tarantino in a film to revitalize.
He did do Dreamgirls.
He was in it for how long?
He's really good in it, though.
He is good in it.
He was nominated for an Oscar for it.
Besides his 15 minutes, his literal 15 minutes in Dreamgirls, what has he done good in the past 8 years?
Pluto Man.
Shrek?
Shrek's pretty damn funny.
Come on. He's Donkey Donkey. Is funny.
Donkey's better than Myers.
Minus cartoons.
Okay.
Cartoons are a way to revitalize
the first
career.
Daddy daycare.
What happened to Steve Zahn?
He was in Dallas Buyers Club.
Was he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was a cop.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I guess there's a movie called Don't Mess with Texas. It's another woman buddy pairing of Reese Witherspoon and Sophie Vergara.
So it's like The Heat?
It's basically like The Heat. And Universal just picked up another buddy female comedy that's going to be like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Mm. That was written by Ken Marino, so I'm
like Ken Marino. I think they should take their cues from that TV show Clone High, the cartoon, and do.
Well, you know the creators of Clone High.
Yeah.
Did like 21 Jump Street?
Yeah. They need to do a buddy action cop movie with...
Yeah, 22.
It's called 22 Jump Street.
Black,
they're doing it, they're
with a,
it.
With a black guy.
It's called Right Along.
Guy called Black
so
and Tan.
So you just want him to be racist again.
No, they did that in the show. It was Gandhi and George Washington.
What about Dark and Mild? Is that better for
no,
you?
No, Black and Tan was so funny. It would be good. It'd be good. Is that film news?
Do you have any more?
That's it?
Black and Mild.
I could go on, but let's go on into it.
All right, that's film news. That's in the news.
A lot of news, guys.
Check us out on Facebook, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Go Watch Neighbors.
Go Watch Neighbors.
Go Watch Railway Man.
Oh, sure.
And Blue Ruin.
It's already out of theaters.